You're listening to Kat Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
Yep, it's time for your top tip for living your life that little bit better today. This afternoon, I want you to think about your pillow, because it's obvious that a good night's sleep is good for your physical and mental health. And one way to make sure that happens is to not only have the right kind of pillow, but that you replace your pillows when you need to. But just how often should you be replacing your pillows, and how do you know which is the right pillow for you? John Miller is here to help. He's the principal physiotherapist at PhysioWorks in Sandgate, and he's here with your top tip today. John, I'm glad to speak with you. Do we even need a pillow in the first place? John, I presume we do, but do we really, John? Tell me the answer.
Hi, Kat, and thanks for having us on. Look, the answer is yes, I think in most cases, except for maybe when you're an infant. And that's basically about the last time you can throw away the pillow.
So what is the point of the pillow from a physiotherapy perspective, John?
Well, the support of the pillow really is about comfort, but also holding you in a neutral posture. When you relax in your deep sleep, you basically want to be supported in a comfortable position, not an extreme position. So you've got to find a pillow that suits your sleeping posture, whether that be on your side, which is about 70% of people, or on your back, which is about 20% of people, or there is still about 10% or so people who do sleep on their stomach from time to time.
So, okay, you'd have to find the right kind of pillow for your individual needs. And there are so many different types of pillows, John. Are any usually better than others?
Really, that depends on your shape, your size, your age. So, for example, a rugby forward is going to need a different size pillow to a petite ballerina, for example. And just as a child would need a different pillow to someone in their 20s, and then as your spine actually deteriorates or increases its curvature over time, someone in their 80s is going to need an entirely different pillow shape and depth than someone who's in their 20s.
Okay, so age and stage in life determines the type of pillow along with your personal sleeping preferences. But I suppose, John, once you've found the perfect pillow for you, you want to keep it in good nick. How often should we be changing our pillows, John Miller?
Well, it depends on the fabric. So it doesn't matter whether it's natural or synthetic. But generally, the softer the fabric, the quicker they deteriorate. So say a down pillow or even a feather pillow, they will deteriorate quicker than a latex rubber pillow, for example. So the softer you start, the quicker they deteriorate. And then you have your synthetics in the middle, which are your polyesters. They break down over time just through ultraviolet and use, and those little air pockets that otherwise suspend them, eventually that pillow collapses. So it becomes half the size it used to be.
All right, so half as good, presumably. What are the other signs that you need to replace a pillow? I'm looking at, say, a pillow that I may or may not have had for, I don't even want to know how long, John, and it's got a little bit of yellow stuff on it. John, is that a sign that it might be a bit too old?
Your fabrics do deteriorate, and there's no doubt about it. Probably one thing that people should note is that dust mites and things are shown to basically infiltrate bedding materials over time. So sometimes the thought of that persuades people to change their pillow. But really, for me, it's the sleep deprivation, or how restless, or do you feel as though you've slept in the morning? Are you waking up with neck pain, headaches, stiffness? And basically, are you rested for the day? Because that's the important thing. Sleep, for good people, basically, good sleepers, a third of their day affects the other two-thirds. For poor sleepers, a quarter of the day or less affects the remainder of the day. So getting it right really is critical.
Okay, so it pays to get it right when it comes to the pillow. John Miller with you on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland. A couple of minutes away from the latest news at 3, and John is the principal physiotherapist at PhysioWorks in Sandgate. So, John, what would be your top tips for today with regards to finding the perfect pillow?
Okay, if you're a side sleeper, the easiest way to find out the shape of you and what sort of depth of pillow is to stand sideways against a wall, have someone take a photo of you, And if you follow the contour of your head and then your neck, if you've got a thin neck, you'll need a little contour or some sort of booster that fills that gap or that void between your shoulder and your neck. And your head will obviously dip down a little bit more. If you've got more of the rugby sort of shaped neck, you don't need that void. So a more conventional shaped pillow is probably more appropriate. So that'll give you an idea of the depth. But most pillows, basically, your mattresses, you'll sink your shoulder into with some weight. So you do need to add probably 2 or 3 centimetres, depending on how soft or firm your mattress is. That's if you're a side sleeper. If you're a back sleeper, stand with your back to the wall and basically in a nice upright posture with your face vertical, because this is one of the problems that people have if they sleep on too small a pillow, is they actually start to face upwards, which actually can block your breathing, and that can create snoring and obviously sleep apnea and conditions like that. But you're trying to fill that void in, so it's different in that posture. So this is someone who's a bit older. They will need a deeper pillow than someone who's in their 20s or someone who's in their teens.
That's very interesting. I'd never stopped to think about how photography could help me find the perfect pillow. And, of course, it will be individual, so do, you know, if you have problems, seek out your own personalised advice. But, John Miller, it's been really helpful. Thank you for your top tips today.
No worries, Kat. Sleep well.
Sleep well. Yes, please.